Mythos Arkham Horror Masterclass Vol. II, The Machine That Remembers. Robert here, pull up a chair and let us sort the keeper from the shelf filler. Expert Arkham play is not passing more tests. It is purchasing progress with fewer actions while preserving enough people, cards, and time to survive the campaign. Read the act, count the agenda, inspect the bag, assign team jobs, and decide which failures are affordable. The game rewards tables that distinguish urgent progress from attractive activity. This volume turns the mythos into a working instrument. It uses official rulebook pages, real table photography, current 2026 rules resources, card examples, community strategy patterns, and original diagrams to show not only what the rules permit, but what strong players notice. Robert hosts the table, but the full cabinet participates. Imani makes probability visible, Dax treats Doom as a system clock, Margot traces campaign consequences, Yumi protects immersion, Kenji teaches future state thinking. No one is here merely to pose beside a product. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. What is Arkham Horror LCG actually asking you to do? The surface answer is investigate locations, handle enemies, and survive encounters. The strategic answer is more exact. Advance the act before the agenda and encounter system make that progress unaffordable. That is why defeating every enemy, collecting every clue, and exploring every location can still be a losing performance. The act defines progress. The agenda defines time. Locations distribute clues and movement cost. Enemies impose engagement, evasion, and attack taxes. The encounter deck introduces new obligations. Your investigators receive a small action budget and must decide which obligations deserve payment. Before the first investigator acts, read the current act and agenda aloud. Translate them into a round objective. Reveal the West Wing. Collect 4 clues, move the enemy away from the Kluver, or prepare to resign. Do useful things is not a plan. End this round at the exit with 6 clues and no engaged hunter is. How does a round work? And where does tempo disappear? A standard round moves through mythos, investigation, enemy, and upkeep. During investigation, each investigator normally receives 3 actions and players may take their turns in any order. That flexible order is one of the game's strongest cooperative tools. Use it to let the fighter engage before the Kluver moves, the support investigator play a boost before a critical test, or the mobile investigator reveal a location before the team commits. Tempo disappears into actions that merely repair a plan the table could have made earlier. Repeated basic draws because the deck lacks search. Repeated basic resources because the curve is too expensive, avoidable movement, engaging the same enemy twice, or playing an asset after its useful window. Draw and resource actions are legal. Expert decks reduce how often they are the only answer. At upkeep, ready exhausted cards, draw 1 card, gain 1 resource, and check the hand limit. Do not refill to 5. That common teaching error changes deck economy. At mythos, place Doom before resolving encounters, but remember that card text and scenario instructions can create exceptions. Use the current official grimoire when timing language matters. How should expert players use the chaos bag? The chaos bag is controlled uncertainty, not arbitrary punishment. Inspect it at the start of the scenario and after meaningful token changes. The relevant question is not am I too above, but which tokens pass, what special symbols do here, and what does failure cost? A 2-point margin may be comfortable in one bag, reckless in another, and wasteful when failure is harmless. Sort tests into risk bands. Take low-cost tests with modest support. Commit lightly when a success helps but the turn survives a miss. Commit hard when failure burns several actions, exposes another investigator, or causes campaign damage. Prefer testless effects, automatic movement, or alternate lines when one failed token would rewrite the scenario. The automatic failed token means no margin reaches certainty. Expert play therefore manages catastrophe rather than pretending to eliminate it. Save flexible icons, cancels, redraws, and emergency movement for the tests whose failure cannot be repaired. A deck that spends every card proving it could pass routine tests has nothing left when the story asks a real question. What do the five classes mean beyond their colors? Class is a philosophy of response. Guardians confront danger and protect the table. Seekers turn investigation into acceleration. Rogues create leverage through actions, money, mobility, and calculated over success. Mystics translate willpower and occult risk into broad answers. Survivors make failure, scarcity, and persistence useful. Those are tendencies, not job locks. A guardian can investigate, a seeker can handle enemies, a survivor can become the table's most reliable clue engine. The class tells you what kind of solution is likely to be efficient, not what the investigator is permitted to attempt. Build the team around vulnerabilities. At two players, each deck needs a primary job and a credible answer to the other half of the game. At three or four, specialization can deepen, but movement, encounter protection, and emergency recovery still need owners. Four perfect specialists who cannot help one another are four solo decks sharing a table. How do you build an investigator deck with a real identity? Begin with the investigator card and back, then write one sentence. This deck's primary job is, when that fails, it can. Build the minimum reliable engine for that promise. Include enough economy to pay the opening hand, enough card flow or search to find essential pieces, and enough redundancy that one discarded asset does not erase the investigator. Assets create repeated value but consume setup actions. Events solve immediate problems but disappear. Skills are cheap, fast, and test dependent. Weaknesses are not a side note. They are mandatory stress tests for the deck. Ask whether the deck can handle its signature weakness during a bad round without demanding that the team abandon the scenario. Use mulligans aggressively for function, not beauty. A five-card hand full of powerful upgrades with no affordable first turn is not lucky. Identify the cards that make the first two rounds coherent, keep those, and throw back the rest. When spending XP, upgrade the bottleneck revealed by actual play rather than copying the most expensive online endpoint. The opening hand audit can you contribute by round two. Price the assets, count the actions to deploy them, identify one enemy answer, one clue line, and the card that recovers after a failed test. What separates good play from expert tempo? Expert tempo is action compression. A card that moves and investigates, fights and discovers a clue, draws while advancing the board, or solves a problem without a test can replace two or three basic actions. The question is not whether a card is efficient in isolation, it is whether it removes the tax the current scenario is charging. Movement and enemies are the most common hidden taxes. Plan routes so one investigator does not cross the map to perform a job another deck could solve locally. Decide who can take a tax of opportunity, who can evade, who can finish an enemy, and when an enemy can be ignored because the act will end the scene. Damage is not automatically failure. Spending five actions to prevent two affordable damage can be. Doom math turns atmosphere into a schedule. Count how many mythos phases remain, note any scenario cards that add or move doom, and work backward from the act threshold. Do not spend the final safe round polishing a board state the next agenda will discard. Conversely, do not rush past a high-value victory point or story action when the clock genuinely permits it. Count remaining mythos phases, then count required moves, clue actions, and interaction costs. The gap is your margin, not your mood. Avoid tests is not a commandment. Avoid the test when its failure cost exceeds the value of proving you could pass it. How should solo, two-player, and larger tables divide work? True solo is fast, tense, and matchup sensitive. One investigator must answer clues, enemies, movement, encounter pressure, and their own weakness. It is a superb mastery exercise after the rules are familiar, but an unforgiving first lens when a scenario attacks the investigator's one missing axis. Two-handed solo or two-player Arkham reveals the game's role grammar more clearly. One deck can lead clues while another owns enemies, yet both need emergency crossover. At three or four, specialize more deeply and use turn order flexibility, commits, and support cards to create a shared engine. More players also mean more encounter cards and longer discussion. Scale table procedure as deliberately as deck rolls. Use a 30-second round conference. State immediate threats. Identify the act requirement, name who needs help, then let each player pilot. This protects coordination without turning every action into committee work. How do campaign choices, trauma, XP, and failure create the story? The campaign log is executable memory. Names recorded, locations saved or lost, story assets earned, weaknesses acquired, trauma suffered, and resolutions reached can all change later setup. That is why reading interludes and recording exact phrases are gameplay, not administrative cleanup. Trauma changes the starting body or mind of future scenarios. XP changes the deck's methods. A story asset can open a line that did not exist. Failure may close one route while preserving another. The campaign is strongest when the group stops treating anything short of the best resolution as a reason to rewind. Price consequences rather than worshipping perfection. Resigning can preserve investigators and a playable campaign state. One more victory point can be worth the risk when an upgrade fixes a structural weakness. A narratively harsh result can still be strategically survivable. The campaign asks which damage becomes history, not whether history can remain clean. What changes on hard or expert difficulty? Difficulty changes more than token arithmetic. Hard and expert bags reduce the value of casual margins, increase the importance of symbol effects, and punish plans that require a long sequence of ordinary tests. Dex needs stronger compression, more flexible protection, and clearer fallback lines. Before escalating, prove that standard play is being lost for strategic rather than procedural reasons. Misplayed enemy engagement, incorrect doom timing, an illegal deck, or forgotten free triggers can create artificial difficulty. Use the February 2026 Frequently Asked Questions and the July 2026 Grimoire update for current card and timing answers. The grim rule is not choose the worst possible interpretation whenever text feels strange. It applies when a rule's answer cannot be found quickly during play. Choose the interpretation worst for the investigators and continue. After the session, locate the actual rule and correct future play. Difficulty is not an excuse to preserve an error. Current rules source for 2026 play. Reconcile the current grimoire and frequently asked questions with the campaign guide and card text. Community consensus is useful strategy evidence, not an override of official wording. How do you host Arkham without quarterbacking? The expert host teaches grammar, not moves. Explain the zones, round, action types, skill test, engagement, act, and agenda. Then ask questions. What job did you build for? What failure can you afford? Where should the team end the round? Do not reach across the table and convert another person's investigator into your fourth hand. Protect atmosphere with restraint. Use readable lighting, visible tokens, quiet music below conversation, and a clean campaign log. Read story text clearly, then stop performing long enough for the table to decide. Horror needs silence and uncertainty more than props need volume. Debrief for 5 minutes. Record the campaign result, name one rule to verify, identify one deck bottleneck, and choose upgrades before memory evaporates. The strongest host makes the next session easier to begin, and the current players more capable of owning it. First, run the official setup exactly and complete the introductory campaign. Second, practice identifying act progress and agenda rounds before touching cards. Third, inspect the chaos bag and state the cost of failure before important tests. Fourth, write each deck's job and recovery line. Fifth, let campaign consequences stand. Then move into one full campaign with the same investigator team. Use Arkham DB for legal deck research and idea discovery, but make upgrades in response to your table. Increase difficulty only after timing and enemy procedure are stable. Host with questions. Preserve player ownership. Use Robert's interactive setup trainer for repeatable drills, the complete setup guide for a first night checklist, and the ultra guide for buying and campaign navigation. Return to volume I whenever the rules are clear, but the world deserves another layer. Final verdict. The Arkham Mastery Loop is act, clock, bag, role, consequence. Read what advances the act. Calculate how many investigation rounds the agenda permits. Judge skill tests by the cost of failure. Make every deck's team job explicit. And choose the campaign state you are willing to carry forward. Then teach by asking the owner of the investigator what they want the turn to accomplish. The table becomes expert when the strongest player no longer needs to make everyone else's choices. Frequently asked questions. What is the main goal in Arkham Horror LCG? Advance the act before the agenda, encounter deck, and enemies make progress unaffordable. Clearing every card is not usually the objective. How many actions does an investigator get? An investigator normally takes 3 actions during their turn in the investigation phase, modified by card and scenario effects. What are the 4 phases of an Arkham Horror LCG round? Mythos, investigation, enemy, and upkeep, in that order. How far above a skill test should I aim? There is no universal number. Inspect the current chaos bag, special token effects, difficulty, and cost of failure. Protect critical tests more heavily than routine ones. What is action compression in Arkham Horror LCG? Action compression means producing multiple useful effects with 1 action, such as moving and investigating or fighting and discovering a clue. Should every investigator be able to fight and investigate? In true solo, broad coverage is essential. In multiplayer, each deck needs a primary job plus an emergency contribution outside that job. Is two-handed solo easier than true solo? It is usually less matchup sensitive and teaches team roles more clearly, but it requires managing 2 hands, decks, weaknesses, and turn plans. When should investigators resign? Resign when the expected value of another objective is lower than the campaign cost of defeat, trauma, or losing story assets. A partial resolution can preserve a strong future. What does the Grim Rule mean? If a rule's answer cannot be found quickly during play, choose the interpretation worst for the investigators and continue. It does not replace the actual rule once found. How do I stop quarterbacking in a cooperative game? State shared threats and ask players what board state they want, but leave the action sequence and risk decision with the owner of the investigator. When should I move from standard to hard? Move up after setup, timing, enemy procedure, deck legality, and team roles are stable, and standard losses or wins reflect strategy rather than rules mistakes. Where can I practice Arkham setup interactively? Use Puzzlewick's Arkham Horror LCG setup trainer to rehearse zones, scenario order, skill tests, and common mistakes before the campaign night.